Yeah, man, we back. It's not recording yet.
In the place to be, man.
Now it's recording now. So what? So we live?
We live, man. We back.
And I think we sounded better than ever.
I don't know. Man.
I mean, it couldn't have been hard, man. That last show, man, I didn't know it was going to sound like that.
Me either. But we had to give y'all something, so.
And the content I liked. It's just that old, you know, echoey whatever shit. But we back, and I think we got it going on. So what's up, man?
Man, great weekend of football. No, it wasn't. That shit was horrible, man.
It was fucking horrible.
The game we really thought was going to be prime time, Eli got his ass whooped.
Man, and I'm going to go ahead and say I picked that with the reverse psychology in mind, meaning that if I pick it and he wins, then I look good, but I really want that nigga to lose, so I don't mind being wrong. I really don't. I could be wrong on that. I'm glad that I'm wrong.
I know you're glad that
because
you're
that nigga's
wrong.
Garbage, man. I told everybody and anybody that would listen, fucking Eli is garbage.
That's your personal vendetta. No,
it's not
Eli,
personal.
Man.
This motherfucker been to the playoffs five times. He's lost three times, one and done. And then the other two times he made a run to the Super Bowl. So more times than not, he don't even win a fucking game in the playoffs when he get there. That's Hall of Fame.
I never said it. Like I said, if you take his numbers, I can't say Hall of Fame. But like you say, the people who vote for Hall of Fame going to say, that's give me the rings.
That's because they like his
but
daddy.
I'm not all about rings, you know what I mean? Just because you ain't I feel you can be the best player in the league and not win a ring. Shit, you just didn't have the circumstances to take a team when you get up there.
Part of it is the way he looks, too. I'm not going to lie.
Down syndrome?
He just don't look
like a football player.
Like a Hall of Famer. Could you imagine what his bust would look like? Because they don't ever get it right. I watched It's a Football Life, and they were interviewing it was Jerome Bettis one.
Yeah.
And it started off where he was getting his bust created.
Yeah.
And it really looked like, I'm like, yeah. Damn, Jerome, he fucking you up, man.
But that might be a good thing for Eli if it don't look like it. It might make him look better.
I think normally it make the person look more like cavemanish. This nigga already got a little.
But you know how when they say like two ugly people make a cute baby?
So you think
he's so ugly to where the bus might just be like, damn, it helped him out a little
nigga,
bit.
So his bus gonna look like
his
Tom Brady.
His bus look like a human.
He's gonna look like Tom Brady.
I'd say Tom Brady.
Where he get in the hall?
Maybe Joe Flacco.
Okay. Man, that's funny though.
Yeah.
All right, man. So let's talk about these games from last week. Well, you went 4-0, didn't you?
I did. I went 4-0. I actually went 5-0 because I won that Clemson game.
No, I paid Clemson too, but you know
I won money on that, so I'm definitely feeling that.
Okay,
good job.
I don't know.
Clemson.
You know that the IRS can listen. I don't know if you want to. I don't know if it's reportable money. I mean, it's like some juice boxes.
Juice boxes.
That's right. Something small.
Yeah.
But hey, what I gonna say though? You're right. I had so much high hopes for that Green Bay game.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
That was the worst. Might have been the worst game of the weekend.
It probably was.
Might have been the worst game of the weekend.
But let's go ahead and this weekend, hopefully, should be better.
I can't see Seattle laying down.
What do you mean, can't see them laying down? What does that mean?
I think it'll be a good game. I can't see them just letting Wesson just roll over. Now, like you say, without Earl Thomas, man, it's just a different situation. But back to the Green Bay game.
Well,
what you – what?
I just think that, you know, either, more than anything, not Eli, but Odell. He had a horrible game.
Yeah. Shepard dropped a touchdown too. Like they all dropped touchdowns.
But that's a bad look, man. You can't be out at the cruise kicking it and doing all that shit the
and
week
then
before.
Dot com show up.
I heard someone mention that, you know, Michael Jordan used to, you know, play golf and gamble mm-hmm. and do all that shit.
He come bust 50 on you.
But that's what he did. Mm-hmm. That's what he did. And you didn't have to you know, if you perform, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, basically. You really? Know what I mean? When you win and the shit that's bad don't ever come out.
No, because people,
once you start losing, everything come out. So,
oh, yeah.
There you go.
Ask AI. AI probably could have still been playing. If Tim Duncan played a couple more until last year, AI probably could have still been playing too.
But they got different games, though.
Nigga, AI still look like he in high school.
He
could take somebody to the prom right now.
He do. But,
and nobody trip.
But Jalen fashion him now. He look like he can't move like that no more. He ain't the answer no more. He the answer, you know what I mean? I ain't because like I said, AI my boy, but he at that age where he the question mark now.
No. You can't do a boy like that.
That's what I'm saying. That's my boy, man.
Man, I think that honestly, and I know I was wrong on one last week, but So who do you got? Because you sounded like you got the Falcons, but you think that. Because you started off with they ain't going to lay down. So you think the Falcons are the favorite, right?
Yeah, I think the Falcons are the favorite because they are at home, for one, in their higher seat. And they don't – like you say, I think without Earl Thomas, that make a big difference, man. You don't have the quarterback of your defense.
Yeah, they're going to get lit up because they got lit up with Earl Thomas the first time they played. And, you know, I think it was 21 –
It's playoffs, man.
It was the playoffs this last week, too.
Like I said,
points get stored? I mean, everybody
won. They're not Seattle. We're not going to compare the Giants
to
Seattle.
Let's do this, though, too. Let's recognize that Seattle's defense ain't that same defense. They gave up 30-something to Arizona.
Seattle. I mean, yeah, I hate Seattle. But at the same time, again, man, when it comes to the playoffs.
They gave up 38 to Green Bay.
Yeah, playoffs is a different monster.
They gave up...
Playoffs is a different monster, man. You know what I mean?
And so they can't just morph into something new, though.
They gave up all those points, but they still went, 10 and, you know what I mean? It was games where they played well, too, where they didn't do nothing. They went on the road and beat
I'm not saying they're not a good team, but I just think that, honestly, right now they're in the NFC. I know that the Cowboys are the number one seed, but I don't see another team. And maybe it's just because I'm in Atlanta, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. Yes. But is that what you think?
I don't know. I'm not sold on Matt Ryan. I told you, I think Matt Ryan's a choke artist. I don't think he'll ever win the championship, in my opinion. I think he's a choke artist.
I mean, so no one can change. I mean, that's what they thought about John Elway, too,
right?
You're right.
I just said until he proved me wrong.
Until he went back-to-back.
Yeah, you proved me wrong. You know what I mean? But I, as of right now, I think he's a choke artist.
I'm not saying that just everyone out there. I'm not saying Matt Ryan is John Elway. I just want to be clear. I'm just saying to make a point that people can change the narrative. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always have to be the same.
I agree.
They said the same thing about LeBron. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But until you do it, you know what I mean, then I have that doubt. Like I say, you've had weapons since you've been in the league. You've had weapons since you've been, you know what I mean? Like I say, he's...
It was always, though, honestly, there was always something about those teams that you didn't meet personally. I never thought that they were.
But you got Julio, Roddy White, but Tony Gonzalez, the running back they had from Turner from San Diego.
They didn't, but they only had that was a young
Matt Ryan.
No, young Matt Ryan and a young Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. It ain't the same Julio Jones right now, or the same Matt Ryan. Mm-hmm. But
well, he still had one thing consistent about Julio Jones.
He's hurt all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing you know about him. That's why I don't mess with him in fantasy.
Yeah, that's the only thing about it. You know,
you don't know how many.
But when he's on the field, like say him and Antonio Brown, they top receivers probably in the league when he's on the field.
If you had to pick one for one game.
Antonio Brown.
So both healthy, one game.
Both healthy, one game? Oh, that's...
I thought it would be a little bit different, man. Yeah, you know, yeah, because
it is what it is. Because, like you say, he's so physically
right.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Where Antonio Brown is fast, he run great routes, and you know what I mean. But
you remember David Boston?
Yeah.
That dude was so big.
Mm-hmm.
It was so brittle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what steroids do. It'd make you brittle like that. Yeah. He was too big for a wide receiver. Nobody need to be that damn big. Who you doing?
Bigger, yeah. We thought T.O. was big. Right. He was huge.
Oh yeah, he was bigger than all of them. But anyways, I'm going with the Falcons. They're getting 4.5 points. Even with the points, I don't even think it's going to be that close. I'm 4.5.
So you'll give me Seattle with 4.5.
Points. Yeah. What you want?
Okay.
What you want? 20 juice boxes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take. No, I ain't putting nothing on Seattle.
Oh, that was close. You was close. You were like,
I would never bet with Seattle. And I'm sorry. That's just.
Not even against the choke artist?
I ain't never betting against with Seattle.
Come on.
You know how you say you was hoping. You thought New York might win, but you was really hoping they didn't.
Right.
That's how I feel about Seattle. That's what Seattle you right could have been home a long time ago.
So you're picking them. And so you'll be right, but if they lose, you'll be happy.
I'll be happy.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll definitely be happy. They
I know how it is. That's how I was with Eli, you know.
They can go to the house. They ain't got Marshawn no more either. They can go to the house, baby.
Okay. Now, this is the game. Now, I know I'm going to say that, it's Texas versus Patriots. That ain't no one going to want to watch. It's going to be
the best game, probably.
It probably is. Yeah. It probably is.
I think that Texans deep. I think Jadeveon Clowney is going to be on Tom Brady's ass.
He was acting a fool last week, showing why he was the number one. I mean, when healthy.
Mm-hmm. Just wait till.
He was looking, dare I say, J.J. Wattish. Yeah.
He's been looking J.J. Wattish all year, though.
He looked a little J.J. Wattish out there. On.
I mean, J.J. Watt even said that even when he's on the field, he's the most athletic person.
Well, he is now. Did you see J.J. Watt out there running gassers?
Oh, he getting ready to?
Yeah, he was out there. He looked a little stiff. Mm-hmm. He looked, no, fuck that. He looked a lot stiff.
Well, he's not healthy yet.
Yeah, so he needs to stop showing people that. I don't need to see that because I felt bad.
Well, tell him to stop showing up with the cameras.
Yeah, I felt bad for my nigga. I felt bad. But anyways, so who you said Patriots, right?
Well, I think when Eli lost, I mean, it was almost, it's Tom Brady year.
I don't even think there's a spread on that game. No, there has to be a spread, but they're not showing it. But... Yeah,
man. At least that was. I mean, like I say, you got the best, one of the best defenses.
It wouldn't even matter. I would take the whatever the Patriots were getting.
Is Petty back or Savage, whatever his name is?
No,
who's the starter for the Texans?
It's what's the name of the backup? Yeah, you tried to call him a backup, and the boy.
Is.
You must have saw the game, huh?
I did.
Did you see it? The boy played pretty good. That boy good. I can't say he's good and terrible. I can't say he good, but he played good.
Yeah,
He played decent. They won. They should have won.
You should have beat that Raider team by more than you. Raiders actually had a chance to come back and win that game still. And if Crabtree didn't drop so many passes.
Wait a minute. Who did I see get knocked out? And I honestly thought he was going to die. Matt Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't understand. I know we're
he
digressing.
He should have been through that ball away.
Wait a minute. First off, I don't know what he didn't see him coming. I mean, he ran right up in your face. You got to throw that away like 5 steps before that, bro. It ain't that serious,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's not that serious, man.
I mean, he got the completion.
Yeah.
But how did he
took it right up under the chin.
And how did he come back in the game?
They said he didn't have a cut. Man, you say God.
He said, "Well, because you didn't even say that with no conviction. You were like, he didn't even get it."
Well, that's what they said.
What did they say?
He didn't have a concussion, or they wouldn't have let him back in the game, right?
Oh, is that right?
Is that how the concussion protocol goes?
Okay,
that's what it's supposed to do, right?
All I know is that
he got blasted,
and when he got blasted, he wasn't moving. I honestly tweeted out immediately. Please pray for this. Please pray for Matt Moore, man, because he need prayer, and it must work. Prayer work, because he came back in the game.
Yeah.
And played the rest of the game.
No,
he got blew up more times That boy was taking a beating. He was like in there acting like David Carr.
Yeah. Yeah, he... Well, he got all off-season to rest up.
Oh, yeah, he's good. But, yeah, I'm going with New England, and it's not even going to be close. The Steelers versus the Chiefs, what you talking about? What you think?
Now, that's going to be a game, man.
You think so?
Yeah. They going into Arrowhead?
Yeah.
I mean, the Chiefs are a good team. The Chiefs are going to be good.
They got your ex-quarterback. So you are a diehard 49er fan, right?
Yep.
Okay. So Alex Smith used to be your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't stand that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm hearing you say that is going to be a good game. And he's the quarterback of the team that you think is going to give Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, which you admittedly said is the best.
Le'Veon Bell might be the best running back in football.
And okay, they got – But
they got 11 guys on defense for the Chiefs. That's all good. You know what I mean? All 11 guys on defense good, that start.
So you think it's going to be a good game?
I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a great game. And they're going into Kansas City.
I'm not trying to entice you to become a degenerate gambler or anything like that, but I'm just saying I know you like juice boxes.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I don't know, you know, how many – I'm just asking how many points would it take for you to bet 20 juice boxes? How many
points? To take Kansas City?
Yeah.
But see, you're mistaking me saying it's going to be a great game for thinking they may win. Like I said,
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. How many points would you need?
I would need four.
That's it?
Yeah.
I'd give you five.
I would need four. I would need a field goal. You know what I mean? Because I think it'll come down to a field goal.
Okay. So if I give you 4 points, it's a bet?
It's a bet.
All right. Go on, Steelers. You know that they're going to kill them boys.
Yeah, Steelers look good, but Steelers ain't got no defense either.
I'm not going to pick them in the Super Bowl yet because I don't want to get ahead of myself, but they got a good damn shot to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, I've been saying that the Steelers team, nobody want to play. You don't want to play the best receiver, best wide receiver, you know, especially when they're hot. But at the same time.
So offensively, best receiver, best running back.
Mm-hmm. Arguably the best quarterback. Arguably the best playoff quarterback.
Yeah. And you can just say undisputably one of the best quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you don't want to give him the best,
the best.
He's one of the best, without a doubt. Yeah. There's not going to be two, three quarterbacks you're going to say are better than Ben Roethlisberger, period, in all the league.
I agree.
Wait a minute. And let's go. And Alex Smith.
What Alex Smith does do well is he don't turn the ball over.
Okay.
And he gets the ball to his...
So why did you hate him so much?
Because the 49, we didn't have no defense for you to just throw the ball. You know what I mean? For you to not throw for two. You can't throw for 120 yards when your defense is giving up 30 points. You got to score points then.
Okay.
The Chiefs play defense.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The Niners of the year, when we traded Alex Smith, when he had we had a good defense.
Should have kept him that year.
Yeah, so for me, if Alex Smith can't, he can't. If this was a regular season game or in Pittsburgh, and I think if Alex Smith gets behind, I don't think he has a chance.
Well, they're gonna get behind,
but
that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's with the Antonio Brown thing. I mean,
I've never seen the Chiefs get blew out in Arrowhead in the playoffs.
All it takes is a. There's a lot of things you haven't seen this year that have happened. You keep telling me that you haven't seen some stuff happen. It is gonna happen. You just like Westbrook, and we'll get into all that.
Harden might, yo. You just,
you're right. But Harden's gonna challenge him for that MVP. But again, it's not over.
Mm-hmm.
If he, you heard it here. Ends the season, triple double average. It's a wrap.
No matter if he wins 50 games or not,
doesn't have to win 50 games.
Okay,
he just get triple double average. MVP. If he gets 50 games, it's unanimous.
If you get 50 games, it's unanimous.
It's probably going to be unanimous.
Yeah, it'll be unanimous. Yeah. It should be unanimous.
But I don't think the 50 games is that big a deal. But, man, that's you. But you ain't never seen nobody win it without 50.
I mean, have you? Go find one.
I don't know. You know, I go got ADD. That's too much. Yeah. That's too much research. You know I mean? Need a research like and said, development team.
It's not us. You know what I mean? Or the players who vote for the MVPs. You know what I mean? So that's that right there is.
I think that
how many years you thought Kobe should have won it? You know, I thought Kobe should definitely have more than Steve Nash. That's what I'm saying.
I wanna agree, but then I don't because, I know you were like, oh, so and so is just trolling, and who was it that said that Kobe didn't belong? Oh, Jamie Foxx. Was it Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx
said that Kobe didn't. You know,
he isn't one of the all time greats.
He wasn't an all time great.
Yeah,
and I can't say that, but I understand what his point was that he didn't make anybody, other people better. Mm-hmm. And he didn't. I can't recall any player game that around Kobe.
Derek Fisher's did. I think players, people, it's just like people, you know what I mean? Like
Derek Fisher was Derek Fisher regardless.
But some people take to tough love. Some people gonna say, "Hey, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna show you how, you know what I mean? And I'm gonna come and I'm gonna go hard every, you know what I mean? Because that's the way I play. When I'm gonna be hard on you when we playing. You still my partner,
right?
But if you ain't working hard, I'm gonna say something to you about it. And I'm gonna let you know about it. You know what
you
mean?
Like to foul too. I remember that bruise still. My arm still ain't right.
Man, you're a big man. I'm a little man, and you crying about your arm still.
Man, my arm was like 4 inches too big. It like after you.
Don't gorilla. Come down to the block, little man.
Man, oh my God. Next topic. Hey, no. But nah, Kobe.
You ain't ready to stomp with the big dog.
He's an all time great. So yeah. I'm not even gonna go there.
Yeah. Like I said, I just think it's some people can take well to that kind of criticism.
But
some
I think
people don't.
Good leaders,
they know how to communicate with everybody, right. And that's what he did. And he had one way. But
it was like that when he first came in the league. Mm-hmm. Before he was ever great, he was antisocial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was the way
he was awkward socially.
Yeah, and I think it's the way – it's the veterans, just like Chris Webber said. It's the veterans you have around you. You know what I mean? Like he said, when he came in, he had Chris Mullin and Tim Hardaway and Billy Owens. They taught him how to be professionals. You know what I mean? And
right.
I'm sure he learned how to be – but at the same time, you know, he was in L.A. and he was coming in – like, dog, Eddie, you got Eddie Jones. Eddie Jones ain't about to let you take his position.
Well,
like that.
It was a little bit different for Kobe, too, because when Kobe came in, he's 17.
Yeah.
He's playing on a grown man team.
Grown
These
man.
Niggas go to grown man places. Yeah. This
he
nigga
can't go.
Yeah. Right. There's no way. We could chill at the partner. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure they could have got him in. He's Kobe Bryant. It's L.A., but
yeah.
Nah, I'm sure they didn't want to hang with a 17-year-old nigga.
You trying to take my position? He make more money than me probably right now.
My wife got a friend whose husband is a lot younger than her. He's mm-hmm. 10 years younger than her. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hang with that nigga. I mean, we cool.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But we cool.
You little nigga.
You're
a youngster.
You, man, you cool and all, but hey.
I pass up, nigga.
Yeah. yeah. I don't listen to Ray Shermer. Is that what that nigga name is? Ray Shermer.
Ray Sherman.
Hey, I don't
you know.
That's not in my rotation like that, though, man. So I can't talk to you about that.
I do like that, so no.
I mean, he
got
no
type.
He got some hits, but it ain't in my... See, he had to tell me. I heard it.
You heard the song, but right. You didn't know who sung the
that
song.
Is. Okay. That is. All right. Anyways, this last game, man, and this is the one I think is going to be the best one of the week. Mm-hmm. The Packers and the Cowboys. They rolling. That's seven in a row for Green Bay. I know that they lost to them earlier in Green Bay, but I think that's when they were
not playing as well.
Yeah, that was before they. Yeah, yeah, you know, that was when they were struggling. But without any Jordy, that's the big deal. That's the big deal. We haven't even mentioned that.
Yeah, yeah. No,
without Jordy. I just thought about that. I thought Cobb
was hurt, though. So nope. Him coming back and scoring three touchdowns, yeah. And I didn't even know he was there.
Hey, what'd he say, like in the commercial? You're on fire.
I mean,
your stuff is on fire.
Get away with the push-off or the Hail Mary.
Hey, Hey, listen, the thing about Hail Marys.
Hey, it's so much pushing going
there's
on.
There's never.
You could be
a nigga from Clemson and just grab somebody in the junk and ain't nobody going to call flag in the end zone on a Hail Mary.
What the hell was he thinking?
He needed some mojo. It worked. They won. We didn't even talk about that. We could talk about that too. I mean, because I know you.
Yeah, we have to talk about that Clemson game for sure.
Because I know you were excited. I was excited. I want some money on it too. Not as much as you. I mean, some juice boxes, but not as much as you. Mm-hmm. But the ending of that game.
Yeah,
that was bananas. Yeah. It was one of the actual.
See, we got to. All right, before we get there, because we gonna forget about this. This game. Let's get there.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
Okay. You're right. Because that shit is going to need its own attention.
Its own attention.
All right. So, you say who you got in that one? Dallas?
Yeah.
Cobb? Adams?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the blowout.
What happened
for some reason,
I think Montgomery, did he break his leg?
Yeah, or his groin, or I don't know what that was. He was messed
but
up.
But he didn't come back.
I haven't heard nothing about him either. I guess we should have did our research. But this is the...
You're not supposed to point that out, though.
Yeah, but I'm just going to tell y'all now. You know what I mean? Some things may not get researched, and we just going off the top because we ain't going to tell you how... We ain't going to tell you what SportsCenter them got to say about it. We're going to tell you what we got to say about it because we watched the game our damn self.
Well, I'm pulling up the full injury report right now because I do have the internet. And, yeah, your boy... Let's see here. He's not even on the injury report list, my dog.
Oh, he good then.
Ty Montgomery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not even on the injury report.
He good then.
I thought he looked up. I mean, I saw him on the sideline, and maybe, you know, he good now.
You know, I.
So this is the thing. So you're going to trust two rookies. Two good rookies. You know, that's no doubt. But two rookies are going to take out you. So where's your logic as far as been there, battle tested? Like you were talking about Seattle when it comes to Green Bay.
I just said I didn't think they were going to lay down. Green Bay, the squad, because
Dallas hasn't been there.
No, ever. I'm not saying Dallas is not going to lay down. I said I didn't think Seattle was going to lay down. I just said I just don't think.
But you think Green Bay going to lay down?
No, I don't. But I know Green Bay's won a lot of games in a row, and I know we've seen Green Bay.
Which
play
one's
this
the real?
Year.
What's
I'm going to say the real Green Bay. We've seen.
Yeah, which
Green
one's
Bay
the real Green Bay?
I don't think their def. I don't think AJ Hawk is enough to, or Clay Matthews is enough to stop Ezekiel Elliott. I just think their offensive line is too much, man.
Okay, I could see that because it's been too much for a lot of people all season.
I think their offensive line is too much, and if Dak Prescott only has to throw the ball 15 to 20 times a game,
okay, can he win a shootout with Aaron Rodgers?
No. I don't think so.
So if it turns into a shootout,
then I would put my money on Green Bay. But I just with Ezekiel Elliott, I just think they're going to run the ball.
I love Ezekiel Elliott, man. That dude is. I liked him at Ohio State, and he has done nothing but actually just look better in the pros than he did there. He's quick. The dude is strong, and he's got that line. That
like you say, he don't get touched till he's got 10 yards of speed.
Hey, Emmitt Smith, welcome to Emmitt Smith's world. Hey, because that
to Emmitt Smith's world.
So you know, it's hard to root against him.
No, it's not. He a Cowboy. I can root against
him. I shouldn't say root against him because I am rooting against him. It's gonna be hard for me to pick against him. Mm-hmm. But I think that's exactly what I'm gonna do. Mm-hmm. I'll go with the G.
Put it this way. If it comes down to the fourth quarter, I think Green Bay will win. But for some reason, I just think this game is going to be the blowout game of the weekend.
Wow. So you think Green Bay is just not going to be close? Huh. We'll see. I don't believe that. I'd hope not. But I could see Aaron Rodgers walking off with his head hung too, looking a little sad. Mm-hmm. He's done it
scoring
before.
Scoring some points in the fourth quarter.
No, but he's done it before.
But he makes the game look close.
He's had some Eli episodes where he's been one and done in the playoffs with you know, minimal runs. So we'll see. But we'll keep track throughout the week and see who, you know, throughout the playoffs and see whose record is what.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about this college world. I mean, championship.
Oh man.
So did you go into the game? I know you put money, but how confident were you that they were going to win?
I just,
and why?
Last year, I thought Clemson should have won.
Why?
I thought they outplayed. They just made a. They had one play here where, and I didn't think they got. I thought they got some calls that really went against them that week. But I just. But the game, it was still a close game, and our Alabama defensive line, man, was unreal last year. How many people they could rotate in, and they have about half of what they can rotate in now.
And weren't they like that this year too? I mean, that was like was an all time great defense.
No, but they only rotated about five on their offensive line. Where they rotated about eight last year.
But their whole front,
I mean, defensive
seven,
line.
But their whole front seven together though was. All NFL players. I mean, you know, and
but look how many they lost last year. They were deeper last year.
You're right, because it showed as they ran those 99 plays on them. In the beginning, they didn't have nothing for them.
I think it would have been a different game had Scarborough not went out.
Oh,
because
definitely.
Them arm tackles, like Clemson literally looked scared to get in front of him when he was running.
Well, they couldn't get in front of him because they couldn't. It seemed like they couldn't get off the blocks. You know what I mean? He was running by guys and they were just stuck to their man. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know if they was getting held or whatever, but until he went down, that changed the complexion of the game. I think they definitely would have, Alabama would have won had Scarborough not gotten hurt, because I think with the lead that they had, they could have
kept running the ball.
They could have ran the clock. They could have controlled the game. But you got to give it up to the boy from Gainesville.
Oh man, he was the best. But going in, I said he was the best player on the field.
I
say he was the best player on the field going in.
Okay, because see, when he played Louisville, he wasn't the best player on the field that day.
He didn't play well that day?
He wasn't. I'm not saying that. He wasn't better than Jackson that day.
Yeah.
And so that's what threw me a little, you know, but not only that, his whole season wasn't as good as last year.
But last year he had a record-breaking season. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like Fournette, you know what I mean? Like, the dude for LSU.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody's keying on you. Everybody knows what you're doing. Everybody's this. And he had, like you say, look at his team. That's why Jackson had so many more touchdowns by himself than Deshaun Watson.
He had throwing touchdowns. He wasn't like he was
he
just
also
running.
Lost four games.
He lost the whole. He lost too many games.
You know what I mean. And look how many games Deshaun Watson brought his team back. You know, like, but look how many games. I just think he threw 400 last year.
He showed me some things. I mean, the first touchdown that he scored. You know, because they. It looked like it was going to be bad news. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looked like it was going to be bad news.
Well, because for me, man, you know, like, I hate watching. The reason why I hate watching it on TV is because I hate the announcers, man. Like, when John Madden did it, he called the game. He didn't care who won.
Right.
He just called the game.
And just educated.
And I can hear the announcers now. Like, you can tell who they're going for.
You thought they were going for Alabama?
Yeah, they were. I thought they were going for Alabama.
I don't know about that. I thought they was rooting for Clemson a little bit.
Yeah. At the end, I thought that when he went on that run and it started getting a little different, I thought
it
they
was,
were.
But the emotion of that game, when to go up finally, make that comeback, go up, and then have Jalen Hurts run it down your throat for 30-some-odd yards.
But see, for me, like I was
saying. And then, I thought it was over. I don't know about you. I thought that was over. Well, I thought that was the dagger. I was like, because the defense, I thought, could hold them at least for.
Because I was thinking
2 minutes.
I thought they scored too fast, Alabama.
Yeah,
and that's why I didn't like you. Could
they take
had
when
no?
You get them.
They had no. If you really look at,
because they needed four. They
it was
needed
14
a touchdown.
Nothing right
but
from
you
the
need
jump.
A touchdown. So you can't play around. You got to get it when you can get it.
I understand that he had to get it, you know. But I still, I was hoping they hurt and went in the end zone because, like you say, you give him two and that 3 minutes almost. Oh yeah. And like, so you see, they was playing. They wasn't even calling timeouts down there. They wasn't even calling timeouts when they were.
Dabo
until the you know real end. They literally
Dabo. He went for it because he could have kicked the field goal and went to overtime. You know, and played it safe.
49ers, we could go after that Mike Williams dude because he was going up and getting it like Moss. Wow. He was going up like Moss.
That
and
name, boy, Mike Williams. Mike Williams.
Hey, said that. I was like, dog, if you Mike Williams, you just big.
Look, if you Mike Williams, you got hands. You got hops. Yeah, he was balling.
He was balling.
Yeah,
he was balling, man. Like, and he was going up and getting it.
And I mean, he saved Deshaun a couple times.
Yeah, twice, two or three times. Especially that last drive when he went up and got that
right.
one.
Yeah, where he fell on his back.
The other dude made too, Fournette or the number 13 or 16. He played
the little white guy.
No, that's who caught the touchdown. They had another dude though who they were going to previously. I think it was 16.
Yeah. Oh, I know who you're talking about. But yeah, they shouts out to them though. I can only imagine what it was like right now, even still, to be Deshaun Watson in on Clemson campus.
Oh, right now. Oh man.
I mean, there's probably still a pussy line outside his apartment,
outside his dorm. Some of them got in. He already.
Oh no!
When he got there, they were in.
No, they've been getting in.
They've been in.
I mean, there's been in and out steady streams.
When he got there, it was something to be ready waiting.
But he still got the line. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
He had that already. I'm sure.
But
now he got the
they
girls.
They come in like Noah's Arks pairs.
Now he's got the girls' moms when they come back.
Man, he got everybody. He got their moms, their dads. He got whoever the hell he want, man. Because Clemson ain't won it since the world.
The world is his right now.
30 some odd years?
Yeah, 35 or something. He's got the world right now, man.
But anyways,
but he definitely balled, man. And then the thing, the whole Warren Dunn thing was cool when they started.
That was dope. That was dope. That Warren Dunn did that whole, you know, single mom. Buy him a house
shouts
thing.
Shouts out to Warwick Dunn for that, man.
Right. Shouts out because, I mean, me and my nephew was talking about that. So if it wasn't for Warwick Dunn, he probably wouldn't be where he is right now. Yeah. That's dope.
You know what I mean? I wonder, does Warwick Dunn remember, like, his family and everything?
Because he did a few.
Yeah.
He's done a whole lot. So
I wonder, does he remember this exact, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But that is dope, though. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you brought that up, that shout out to Warwick Dunn for that. Yeah. But, hey, man, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah, man, I think we can wrap it up. Another one in the books.
I think this one, as far as mic control, we probably got to have a little, you know, sound music in the back, something popping in the back to go with it. But anyways, man, hey, I hope you guys, we told you was going to get an email. We don't got that. We told you going to get a Twitter account. We don't got that either. And we said Instagram, that you said that. You see,
we don't have that either.
We don't got that either.
But
what we do got is the website. And all you got to do is go to raresonics.com, click on podcast, and then click on F your team podcast. And then, you can check out our two episodes.
We will go ahead and get the other social media things up too, but
yeah, that's gonna be your job, man. I don't know nothing about all that. I'm old school.
Sounds good.
I got carrier pigeons that I clap and stuff, and they do circles and stuff like colors.
Yeah, I got you, man. We'll take care of that, and like you say, better show than last week. I'm hoping you guys.
For sure. And we'll keep it going, man. And I think like I said, by the end of the playoffs, man, I'm gonna have all your juice boxes. Mm-hmm. And my record, I think, is going to be much better. Even though I'm a game back, I'm just spotted you a little lead. But I think by the end of the playoffs, it'll be money.
Yeah, well, it'll definitely be money, man. But I don't think you're going to have a better record than me.
We're going to see. So I'm going to have to pick opposite just to make sure that I can catch ground. I can't.
If you pick opposite, then I guess we can be like skipping.
I haven't yet to watch that show one time.
Yeah,
I never liked Skip. I never liked. Don't even.
But I like Shannon Sharp. Give it to you, real, and that's who I like.
I like Max because he be eating fucking Stephen A. up. Like,
so basically, we need Max and Shannon Sharp on the same team,
right? I think that's what it. Yeah, put them back together. But anyways, man. Hey guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll check y'all next time.
I got Mayweather over McGregor.
who don't?